where we contemplate how known we are by God, by every ascended being in the universe. It demonstrates how sacred you are. So with that, I invite you to close your eyes and say these words silently or aloud. I am sacred. I am sacred. I am sacred. And the fact that we feel a sacredness towards the Creator, sacredness towards objects, sacredness towards guides and angels, the reason we can feel that something else is sacred is because we have sacredness inside of us. It's that sacredness that we visit when we go into the circle of 12. And it is always with you 24/7. And so in the energy of this sacredness, let us now hear more about the tools and gifts from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. I would love to say to all of you, let's just sit and ponder for a moment what's going on, the story that's happening on this planet at the moment. A story that will be told someday in a faraway future, where you are looked at as perhaps the original ancestors of the shift. Stories will be told of the difficulties that you've gone through with a tremendous change in just about everything. New ways of thinking. Science, perhaps, that is coming at you, which is startlingly scary to some. Things that are developing that you never thought would develop. And then again, the pushback to light. All of these things right now are part of this grand story that starts to unveil itself on the planet. Truly, that veil is lifting, unveiling. There have been those who would say that that veil that obfuscates the divine, that some of you call the veil, is an admission that there are things that are hiding from you. It isn't exactly that they're hiding, dear ones. It's just that they haven't been revealed yet. They belong to you. All of it does. Like a giant warehouse, perhaps, that has your name on it, where you own everything in it. And yet some of it is covered, perhaps until you get older. Perhaps you're a child walking through that warehouse and the things that are covered, say, a little later when you understand. And that's now. That little later is measured in eons. And you've reached a point where the unveiling begins. And so many of these things are what I'm going to call the new tools for the shift. Now, this is what we've discussed in the first week of this month, and we are continuing now. These particular tools we're going to speak of are things that we might have spoken of in past channels, in past years, since 2012. But we haven't put them together in a package like this. We haven't put them in any kind of an order of importance like this. And that's what we are doing in this particular series. The new tools of the shift, perhaps you might call it. It's even more than that. Some would say they're more like gifts. I call them tools because every single one of these things must be used as a tool. You don't have it presented one time and say, oh, how nice, and put it on the shelf. Instead, it is needed every day of your life. And it is something you may not have now. I'll identify this in just a moment. And some of you will look at it and say, really? You think this is some master tool? And I will say, yes, I do. It's one of those things that's going to change human nature. You'll see. This shift of yours, the things that have been happening on this planet since the designated time of the precession of the equinox have been happening slowly. But you might have noticed a little bit of a quickening, if you want to say that, about how fast the changes are starting to occur now. And we've told you that you're not going to just see these in some kind of a spiritual way. You're going to see them everywhere. And you're going to see now, as I identify what this attribute is, that it is all-encompassing to almost everything you do. This is the tool that the old soul really needs right now. And that is a solution over resistance to change. It is the solution to resistance to change. It is the voiding or elimination of resistance to change. How many of you want changes in your life tomorrow? Raise your hand. There would be only a few who would say, well, that's okay with me. Most of humanity, whether they're old souls or not, find comfort in sameness. Now, the sameness is not a boring kind of sameness. It's the feeling that you've worked hard to reach some kind of a plateau where you feel okay or good, or you're going toward that plateau. And you know, if I can get there, I want it to stay there. You don't want something then to pluck you away, because the feeling is you're going to start over. It's very human of you. What if it was very different? What if change meant this, moving out of 3D into a multi-dimensional state where instead of what you think you're supposed to do or can do, all things are possible? And so it takes your goal or where you are right now and enhances it instead of the idea that you're being knocked off some kind of sameness and everything moves in a negative way. And that is the issue. Change often equals issues of problems, stress, the dynamics of relationships, all of these things that you equate with change. What if it were way different? We used an example many times, and I'll do it one more time in this particular channel. Imagine, if you will, that you're living in a place where your furniture is right where you want it, but suddenly something magical happens. That all of the furniture seems to have sentience of its own. It comes alive, can think and talk. And you leave the house to do errands or work or whatever it is, and you come back, the furniture has decided to rearrange itself. And you come back and you talk to the furniture and you say, now I put you where I really wanted you to. It's a balanced place. It's an efficient place. And you've decided to move yourself. And it's stressful for me for you to do that. And the furniture looks at you and goes, oh, we're so sorry. We love you and we love being in your presence. We'll all put ourselves back. And they all put themselves back and you're all happy. Imagine this scenario. There are two reactions to it. The first reaction is this. It's the common one. Every time you leave, you're now worried that your furniture is going to rearrange itself, and you, when you come home, you're going to have to go through this. Indeed, when you come home, quite often that's the case, because the furniture just can't control itself, and it wants to move around. What's your reaction? Two reactions. You're talking to a friend. First reaction, you'll never believe what's happening at my house. Every time I leave, the furniture moves. It's awful, because every time I come home, I've got work. Every time I come home, I'm really tired. I want to do things. I have to get dinner ready, or I have to do these things. If there's errands to do, there's a household to take care of. And the first thing I have to do is worry about the furniture. What am I going to do? Woe is me. Now, that particular reaction, dear ones, would be the most common one in human nature as it exists today. Here's another reaction. The reaction from the light worker, the old soul, who's a little more mature and savvy about new things that are happening on the planet. Unexpected things, like furniture coming alive, for instance. That's a metaphor, folks. And the reaction is this. You're with a friend and you say, you won't believe what's happening at my house. Every time I leave, it's the furniture. Those cute little rascals that have inhabited my chairs and my desk, they decide to move everything around. Now, when I get home, I know that it's going to be different. But you know what? I get to interact with them, and I get to talk to them, and they're sorry, and they love me, and they put themselves back. It only takes a moment or two. But they're so cute. I really enjoy this change. Do you see the differences here? One has accepted a new paradigm that another has said was awful. What is your quotient of resistance to change? Can you believe that the rules, if you want to call it that, of spirit, if you want to call it that, could change? You've been taught that God is the same today, yesterday, and forever, and never ever changes. But has anybody ever broached the issue that the relationship you have to Spirit and the Creator could change greatly? That a veil could be lifted so that pieces and parts of mastery that have always belonged to you could begin, and the result would be massive change, and you could see it coming. How do you feel? What is it? This is the tool that we'll also be talking about in the Circle of 12. How is it with you, old soul, O student of mastery? I am crying in love with all of you, and so it is.